Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for this podcast as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of right now. Today is July 17th, 2019, and we'll look at the energies of today over the next week until July 24th, 2019. Now, there's quite a bit to cover in today's podcast because there's a lot of energies that are up right now. Perhaps you're feeling it, you're in it, you're aware of it. It can feel disruptive. Your sleep can feel disruptive. You can get the sense that things are in the ethers. They're affecting you at a very deep level. This is a time of energies also coming up in our emotional bodies. It can be a time of feeling triggered by your fears, fears you didn't know you had or fears that you were aware of. There's a lot mixed up right now, and I want to hopefully offer you some insights and support for what is going on energetically. So as we get started in today's show, please know that this is a big time for humanity. And this is a time when the Capricorn lunar eclipse, which was a partial lunar eclipse that happened at 24 degrees of Capricorn, is going to be triggered throughout 2020. And it's going to be triggered by Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and Jupiter in Capricorn throughout the year 2020. So these energies are going to continue to be processed and worked through. It's slow-moving energies. Capricorn is thorough. It makes sure that things are covered, the bases are covered, that what needs to be perhaps focused on is given due time. And so whatever is happening right now will be revisited in 2020, specifically in January, when Saturn reaches this eclipse point, the last 10 days of January 2020, and then Pluto reaches the eclipse point February, March, April of 2020, then again May, June, July of 2020, and oh wait, we're not done. It'll be back December 2020 and into 2021. This is a significant time, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but what I want is to validate that we are changing deeply and permanently. This is a no-going-back energy. This is a time of humanity's evolution. Personally, you can be feeling it with these energies, but collectively, we are moving through a time of reckoning, a time of awakening, a time of understanding what's been happening underneath the surface. And so that's why so much has been coming up and out, and that's going to continue. The corruption, the power issues, the scandals, this stuff isn't new. We've been going through it, so to speak. However, we haven't reached the pinnacle, okay? 2020 has the energy of things deeply and permanently changing. So know that where you've moved into this next chapter, and there's big things that we need to see. There are truths coming out. Now, something interesting about this partial lunar eclipse is that the moon was partially eclipsed, right? So that means that the moon was only partially covered by the eclipse shadow. And so when you look at the moon, there is light and shadow. Shadow and light. And that is currently the energies that are duking it out, if you will, in the collective, but within each of us at some level. It's that shift in consciousness is happening, and it can be painful. It's an understanding of what has been in the shadows and what has been lurking, that's been covered up and hidden for many decades, if not centuries. And all of that is being purged. This big development with the Epstein case is a bit like the string, that one string that you pull that unties the whole blanket, that everything comes undone because of everything that's connected to it. Huge developments for the light. Huge developments for humanity's awakening. Huge developments for the truth. And, you know, you could be unaware at some level of what's really transpiring, because oftentimes people get really locked into the politics of something, and this isn't about the politics. This is about the energies. This is about a bigger picture story here that's unfolding. And so that story is coming to light, and there are those who don't want that narrative to come to light. So there's a fight for the narrative, okay? There's a fight for the information, and it's playing out. It's playing out through mainstream media. It's playing out through politics, through governments. It's playing out through a level of consciousness that we each have within us, and we're shifting. And what I mean by that is that, you know, so much of our journey is raising our consciousness to see something that we didn't see before, to face a fear, right? Or to understand your true power, to understand your gifts, to keep rising, spiraling up to a higher level of consciousness. And the astrology is so much about that right now. I mean, it's just blow your mind astrology that any astrologer, you know, can give you insights on, because it's such a big period of time. And it means that you as a soul consciously chose here to participate. You chose to be a part of this great awakening, this great transformation, this huge shift that humanity is going through. However, all of that can feel very strong, powerful, encouraging. But the energies are also showing us that we're deeply healing, and that it's very emotional, because we can feel very emotional about the state of humanity, or the state of our lives, or the state of things, you know, and we can have the emotions, the anger, the pain, the areas that need healing. So, yes, it's a great awakening, but it's also a great healing. And there's phases of everything. So what we are meant to do consciously at this time, here we are in July 2019, we're not in 2020 yet. There's many ways that things can play out. There's many timelines and potentials, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves too much. But it's understanding that whatever is transforming for you right now is right on time with collective transformations, and is tuning you in to a higher frequency of your power that is connected to your soul's signature, your soul's imprint, your soul mission, your soul work. And it's not what you thought it was. And that is the Capricorn energies, Saturn, Pluto, the South Node, all retrograde, removing, really digging into what you thought your life was about. And asking you to be very diligent and serious about where you put your time, where you make your commitments. And those commitments are to the outer world, but also to yourself. So we're shifting our commitments to our lives right now. We are. We're shifting what matters, what has value. Uranus and Taurus is shifting up our value systems. It's the earthquakes, the tectonic plates in our lives that are saying, do you even care about this anymore? What really matters to you? It can give you a restlessness of I can't, I won't, I don't want to, no, no, no. And it asks us to look at what has priority. What has priority? So this is the assignment in front of us, is that what has a priority to you is going to come through your feelings about it. And that's been a lot of this journey of the planets in Cancer, especially as they went over the North Node. As I do this show, Venus is at 17 degrees of Cancer, conjunct the North Node, and she can show up in your world as a female, that is the Venus energy, a woman, a sister, a friend, a female energy, but also your own internal feminine energy that is whispering to you gently and lovingly to listen to what you want. Don't overthink it. Don't try to plan it. Don't try and, like, don't go into your head about it. Don't go into the doingness. Listen and feel the feeling. Venus is now trining Neptune in Pisces, which is the divine energy that's coming through at full blast right now. Full blast, that sense of you are truly seen. And I feel like there's been some shifts for people where you feel like you're seeing yourself for the first time because of all the changes. And it's created this conversation between you and the divine, source, God, spirit, that you feel a new connection to the divine, and that the divine sees you for the first time. So it's this interesting shift of you see yourself, the divine sees you, there's this new connection, and I feel it as like this shower of unconditional love, who you are, what you've learned, what you're healing, what you've understood about yourself, and it's changing you internally. It's changed your heart. It's changed your inner world. It's changed your intuition. It's changed your expectations of yourself. It's changed how you want to live your life. It's changed your priorities. Change, 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 right? But it's internal, and it's the water signs. And just as the river runs through the canyon, it carves out new places. The force of a river, right, going through a canyon, it takes away. It carries away the rocks and the gravel and the boulders and anything that was a barrier. Water is a very powerful force, and it's clearing out the places within you that had the rocks, the gravel, the boulders. It's clearing that out because now you're hooked up to this new frequency that's like this direct connection to the soul. And I feel like part of this huge shift right now, this huge great healing, is that humanity is understanding the individual power within, the individual conversation that you have with the divine, if you want to. You know, I respect atheists, respect whatever belief system works for you, but there's this understanding that I'm directly connected, and you've known this, but now the game changer is how you walk in the world with this connection, support, love. It's like this whole new energy in the aura. Okay? All this new energy streaming through. So it's been a big time of changes, and the changes are very much in the physical world, in our lives, in our commitments, in the professional endeavors. There's so many ways these changes are showing up for people. It's understanding, though, the paradigm shift that's underway. And I felt like the title of the show could be about, you know, the paradigm shifts. And I have a few things to say about this, especially with this Capricorn full moon lunar eclipse that's about removal. Things that have been removed from your life out of your control, out of your power, or so it seems, all right? And it's easy to focus on what has been lost. What has been lost. And that alone can trigger a lot of emotions, okay? And that's beautiful because it's very human. It's very human of us as emotional beings to feel things and to feel them deeply around something we've lost that we thought defined us, that we thought was a part of us, that we thought was going to be in our lives forever. That you, maybe you're like, well, I didn't get my just outcome. I was swindled. I was robbed. I was, this was taken away from me. You know, there can be those regrets. There can be the anger. There can be a lot tied up in that. And if you're in it right now, it's beautiful to honor and acknowledge where you're at, to let those waves come through, to let that river of energy move through you. It could feel like there's some really big boulders that are in that river that haven't been cleared out. But what I'm feeling is the higher perspective on this is that you know at a soul level that what you love can never be lost. It's always with you. It's always traveling with you. But when it takes form in the external world, it becomes one thing, right? It becomes something that you then project that love onto. But that love originates within you. So what you love is changing forms into a new something. It's funny, I'm getting an image of a car. It's like you could really have loved this one car. It was like the car of your dreams. You paid a lot of money for it. It meant the world to you. You dreamed of this car. And then that car is destroyed in a crash or whatever. And then you're thinking, I'll never have that car. But the car is just the manifestation of your love being projected onto something in the physical world. And that love still travels with you. And then you'll love another vehicle in another way for what it is. And it's meant to see that what you carry with you, what you travel with, doesn't ever really go away, even when it changes forms. And so it's our egos. It's our minds. It's even part of our lower emotional selves that are going through the loss. And that's a big deal. That's significant. But you also know your higher self, your spiritual self, you, your divine beingness knows that there is going to be another manifestation, another form of what you are temporarily believing you lost. And another way to understand this is in the levels of consciousness that you use to create something. So let's say you created a career, a profession, something Capricornian in your life that is now over, leaving. And you created it at one level of consciousness that you knew. And now, as it ends and completes and takes a lot of karma with it, a lot of lessons, a lot of healing, a lot of gunk, a lot of, I mean, there could be turmoil, intensity, control issues. There's a lot there, potentially. You're clearing all that out, okay? You're clearing all that out, and it's actually stuff that you'll probably never have to deal with again, and that can help your frame of mind to know that this is stuff I'm not going to deal with ever again. I'm not going to repeat this situation. It's been so much that I've learned that there's no way I could repeat it. And it's through the learning that you're now doing something at a higher level of consciousness, 5D, consciousness of a new sense of self-love, self-acceptance, that is what's coming up. Now, there's going to be another power struggle here as Venus in Cancer gets to 21 degrees of Cancer and opposes Pluto at 21 degrees of Capricorn. This is coming up over the weekend. Really, let's just call it Friday, Saturday. And it's an energy of that Venus in Cancer, what you don't want to let go of, what really has meaning to you, what's personal, is being opposed by Pluto in Capricorn that always transforms something. And so this could be the energy of a fear being projected onto you, or you projecting a fear onto others. This can be a power struggle, control dynamics. Anytime Venus is involved, it brings up money, finances, relationships, love, and what we value. So there's something here that's still being worked through that you could feel you have to let go of, or it's altered. It's altered through a power exchange. But with Venus, you're always meant to look at how you're valuing yourself and loving yourself. And Venus is in Cancer is about how you take care of yourself, the self-care. So that's coming up this weekend. Also this weekend, Mercury retrograde goes back into Cancer and will be in Cancer, retrograding back to 23, 24 degrees of Cancer until the end of July. And when Mercury gets to 24 degrees of Cancer, he also triggers this lunar eclipse. And that brings up more information, more stories, more details. So you can see how this eclipse, it's like the never-ending eclipse, right? Anytime a planet or point is at 24 degrees of Cancer or Capricorn, it triggers these really deep changes, these emotional changes. And so we have to be gentle with ourselves as we move through a significant time in our life where it can be uncertain. Something is uncertain. Something is not known. And that alone can be very difficult depending on how you're trusting the bigger picture. And know that that is one of the best things we can always do. And we hear these words thrown around, trust and faith and trust. But those are part of a practice. And that's where you say, well, I trust in myself. I believe in myself even when I don't know exactly everything, but I know, I trust, I believe that I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. I'll know what's right for me. I'll feel it. Whether you feel it in your body, you feel it intuitively, you get some clarity mentally, you'll feel it that it's right for you. This is part of the paradigm shift where you're actually now getting answers from higher energy sources. Before, it was pretty typical to operate from the ego and the mind, right? And that's where you make decisions, ego and mind. Now, ego and mind are still at the roundtable discussion, okay? There's still tools, there's still parts of us that we're meant to incorporate. But now, being invited to the table is your emotional, intuitive feelings given equal say, and your intuitive spiritual soul energy also giving equal say. So there's this new recipe, there's this new dynamic here of how you are going to know what's right for you. And this, my friends, is the shift into balancing into divine masculine and divine feminine energies. Because we live in mostly patriarchal societies, and because there are certain things that we value, a lot of the ego and mental energies have been needed to survive, to make the best decisions. There's good things that come from the ego and the mind. It's looking at where it's taken you off course from your truth. From your truth. So the navigation at this time is bringing you back to the truth of who you are that you didn't see before. It was covered up, and that can be completely unintentional. It could have been a part of you that was harmed, abused, belittled. There could be a lot there where you had to shut down your gifts, who you are, what you're here to do, because it wasn't safe. We're entering a new time, my friends, where there's a rising up of these energies. There's a rising up of these divine feminine energies within each of us. And that's part of the gifts of July 2019, is that you're reconnecting with even more of yourself. And this is an integration period into a new way of living. And you'll find yourself tuning in or even intuitively feeling something differently. So there will be these little tests and little things that make sure that you're fine-tuning your energy to who you really are and to what you really want. Last year, I think it was in October 2018, I did a show for you on human design and the human design system and how it takes astrology further. I'm going to link to that show below this show because I really think it's important to know human design. And it will give you more clarity on your energy. It's different information than astrology, although it uses astrology. But it has a whole different, it's a different system. And it's amazing. I came across it in 2014. It was by accident, quote unquote. And it like stirred me up. I'm like, I had no idea this was how my energy was supposed to operate. And once I understood and it clicked, it brought about more ease. It brings about more self-acceptance. Okay, so human design, please check that out. And I always, I find that people really get into human design when they discover it. And I recommend, her name is Ava Collette. She's an intuitive, and she's wonderful at doing human design readings. So know that there are tools here to help you navigate and move through your own energy and understand it. Now, the sun is traveling through the final degrees of Cancer, the last 5 degrees of Cancer, and as the sun moves through the last 5 degrees of any sign, it's a time of mastery. And this is a time of emotional mastery. Looking at what you have had come up during Cancer season and what you need to feel stronger in yourself. Because the Cancer energy is the first water sign, and it's really about how you're able to care for yourself and how you're able to honor your emotional body and your feelings and to not fight them, to not discount them, to not push them away, but to love them and to love them in a very pure, nurturing manner. The sun enters Leo on July 22nd, and this is typically a shift into more strength, Leo being a fire sign, Leo being very creative, courageous, willing to take a risk, willing to do something that amplifies your internal light. So I feel like part of what's going to happen here by the end of July is that we're going to be feeling a new strength around where you're going. Even if you can't see it, okay, even if you're not clear, there's a opportunity to incorporate healthy ego, healthy divine masculine energies of strength and focus and confidence and a sense of pride in oneself that is not excessive. And this is already underway with Mars in Leo, but I feel like there's going to be a shift here that helps you remember your gifts and gives you a confidence in your light. And I see this as a very strong energy around the solar plexus, that third chakra, that yellow chakra, that is the confidence in oneself being lit up and really coming alive, really coming alive. So again, that will be July 22nd, and it happens at 10:50 p.m. Eastern time. So there's a no going back energy here, and for everyone, this will be a little different, but it's the same general theme. There's something that you cannot go back to, whether that's something in your physical life and in your world or something within yourself, okay? This could be a sense of you have changed permanently internally and you can't go back because you now have claimed greater responsibility over your life and over your energy. And that is actually one of the best expressions of Capricorn, is that you really understood your responsibilities over your energy, over your life, over where you're putting your time and effort. And there is a sense of, I've got this. I can do this. Even though I don't maybe know all the specifics or all the answers, there's a strengthening of the spine, a strengthening of where you know. And this goes back to the soul energy and traveling with the soul energy, that something is now, it's in a new timeline, a new trajectory, new potentials of manifestation and creating what you want, because you've let go of a lower consciousness that was operating in your life. That lower consciousness that was operating within you, manifesting in your life, that is dead, gone, over. Clear the slates. And I guess going back to the feeling of loss and the emotions with it, I think that I'm just feeling like there's a resurgence of light coming in that supports where you go next. And it's almost like, because it's so emotional for some people, I know it's different for everybody, but because it has a high emotional intensity, it's almost like crying while walking, or like you're going for a walk and you're crying, but you're moving forward. And it's a beautiful way to honor divine feminine and divine masculine energies. It's a beautiful way to honor who you really are, where you allow yourself to feel what you need to feel and to get it out, while also moving forward, even if it feels like you're moving ahead blindly. And it reminds me of the Fool card in Tarot, or like the 0 degree point, or going into the void. It's sort of this whole new place of creation potential because of the severe endings that were needed in order to get there. So it's sort of like, okay, I'm getting the image of a dead end. It's like you could only have gone so far. So if you were to go back and you're like overthinking things or looking at what was lost or what had to leave or what ended, it's sort of like it was either going to be a fast dead end or a slow dead end. because it wasn't the energy of who you really are. It was only a snippet or a fraction of your energy, of what you want. So maybe that can help with a perspective that now all these deep changes, closures, endings, abrupt or subtle, you know, abrupt or slow, they're showing you a whole new land, whole new potentials. So don't give up on yourself. You know, Mars in Leo is approaching a trine to Jupiter in Sag, and this is a confidence energy. This is a believing in what you're doing, believing in what you're creating, a surge of creative expression, a desire to go for what you want. I mean, there's fire in the sky. There's a sense of I can do this happening. So if you can allow that to rise up and keep rising up, that's going to help move through these changes as well. So let me just take a look if there were any other. Oh, yes, one other thing. Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees. Uranus is going to be at 6 degrees of Taurus until September 21st. It will station retrograde August 12th at 6 degrees. So it's moving very slow. We have 2 months of Uranus at 6 degrees of Taurus. It's going to keep coming back to this point of 6 degrees until 2021. Okay, so there's something here in this part of your chart that universal intelligence, cosmic energy is saying, look here, look here. This is where the change is really happening into 2021. So Uranus will go direct and retrograde back and forth at 6 degrees, 6 degrees of Taurus. So that's a good thing to be aware of because it's going to be working with this part of your chart for a year and a half, a year and a half. Getting back to the Capricorn energies, this Neptune in Pisces, at 18 degrees, now retrograde, is helping you to feel into what's not being said, what's not being shown. Neptune in Pisces helps develop the intuition and to sense, you know, something's off here, or what's not being revealed. And it's reminding us that the full story of changes is not public yet. It's not public. Again, that'll be in 2020. There's things that are happening, there's things that are coming up, but it's not out yet. In fact, it's being very tightly controlled. The narrative is being very tightly controlled right now. And I kept getting this image of being at a cocktail party and or a wedding or an event, and there's passed hors d'oeuvres. There's appetizers being passed around. And you take an appetizer and say, oh, this is delicious. Oh, this is great. It's like snippets, right? Snippets of food. And that's basically the mainstream media. And it's giving you what it wants to serve you. It's saying, here, chew on this. Here, focus on this. Here, enjoy this. But it's not the full meal deal. And so at some point, those past appetizers only get so far, and you think, no, I want the full meal. I want a real meal. So then you storm the kitchen, and you go into the kitchen to say, what is going on back here? And then you can see more of the ingredients that are in play, and then you can see more of what's really happening that is not the controlled narrative. So this is understanding that we are moving through a very interesting time period where I think that it's going to be in hindsight, you know, it's going to be in the history books, if you will, that the true stories will be written and the truth will be weaved together. Similar to you reach the end of a movie, like a murder mystery, and at the end of the movie they show you the snippets of what was happening that you didn't pick up in the main narrative, okay? So what you're seeing playing out, or if you're tuned to that, if that is of interest to you, it's important to know that the full stories are really being controlled and covered up. There's a lot to lose for some. There's a lot to lose. There's everything to lose. But we're going through a big time here where there's no going back. And as I said at the start of the show, you know, this partial lunar eclipse is the duel of the shadow and the light, literally, right? So that's what's happening here. And the light has arrived. I mean, the light is huge right now. So if you could do one thing right now, is put your energy towards the light and what that means to you. Truth, justice, integrity, love, kindness, humanity's best interests, because all of that is helping to take down and, in fact, tear down some very corrupt systems that existed for decades. And, you know, humanity's moving past that, and it's time. You know, it's time for us to move past that, and it's also time for us to heal from some of these narratives and stories as well. So the healing, the light, the justice, it's here, okay? It's here, and it's up to us to keep energizing that. One more thing to share with you. I'm offering a free Kindle ebook, one of my books called Conscious Messages, Spiritual Wisdom and Inspirations for Awakening. This is available free on Kindle worldwide from July 17th to July 21st of 2019. And it is a way to help you come back to center, come back to soul messages. These are channeled messages. And I hope that they support you in your own knowingness and also where you're going next. So please enjoy that. It's just, you know, something I can give, something I can offer, and I'm happy to do so when I'm able to. So please enjoy that free Kindle downbook if it interests you. It's a short book. I think it's 100 pages or something. And I hope that it has a message for you that resonates at this time. Okay, my friends, we're going to connect again on Monday. That will be the next live podcast. And until then, remember that we're in a big emotional period. Trust yourself, love yourself, be kind to yourself, adjust expectations of yourself, and know that everything is loved. Everything is loved right now. The shadow is loved by the divine, because that's what the divine does, right? So know that everything is loved, including you, and I hope that you feel that frequency within you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll connect with you next week. Take good care. Bye-bye.